the elves and the stone maker. Once upon a time, a kind shoemaker and his wife lived above their little shoe shop. For many years, everyone in the town had come to the shop to buy shoes, but now no one came. And the shoemaker and his wife were very poor. One day, the shoemaker said to his wife, "I have just enough leather to make one last pair of shoes. I'll cut them out tonight and finish marking them in the morning." So the shoemaker cut the leather and left it on the table. And he and his wife went upstairs to bed. In the morning, the shoemaker looked down at the table in surprise. There stood the most beautiful pair of shoes that he had ever seen. "Look at those tiny sticks," said the shoemaker's wife, "who could have made such beautiful shoes?" "I do not know," said the shoemaker, "but I'll try to sell them." The shoemaker put the shoes into his shop window, and they were soon sold. "You have been paid well," said the shoemaker's wife. "Now we have enough money to buy leather for two more pairs of shoes." That night, the shoemaker cut the new leather and left it on the table. Next morning, when the shoemaker woke up, he found two pairs of shoes waiting for him. "We have more shoes to sell today," cried his wife. Every night, the shoemaker cut out more leather and felt it on the table. And every morning, he found more shoes ready for him to sell. People came from far and wide to buy the beautiful shoes. One day, the shoemaker's wife said, "We are very lucky. We have had so many pairs of shoes made for us. But how can we find out who is doing all the work?" "We will stay awake tonight," said the shoemaker. "Then we will see who is coming to help us." So that night, after the shoemaker had cut the leather. He and his wife went upstairs. They sat and watched and waited. Then at midnight, the shoemaker and his wife had a great surprise. They saw two tiny elves climb in the window. In the window and jump down onto the table. The elves ran to the ladder and began to stitch. When they had finished making the shoes, the elves disappeared out the window, and the shoemaker's wife said the little elves have made all those shoes for us. What can we do for them? Said the elves had very orange clothes. Said the shoemaker. Yes, they did. Said the shoemaker's wife. I could make some new clothes for them. So the shoemaker's wife stitched all day, and by nightfall, she had made new clothes for the elves. The shoemaker found some soft leather, and he made two pairs of tiny shoes. Let us put the clothes here on the table, where the elves will see them. And the shoemaker's wife, said the shoemaker's wife. Once again, the shoemaker and his wife saw the little elves come in through the window at midnight. The elves ran to the clothes and put them on. They laughed and danced together on the table. Then, with a hop and a jump, they disappeared out the window and were never seen again. And the kind shoemaker and his wife lived happily ever after, making beautiful shoes just as the elves had done. Glossary. Awake, despair, elf, hop, last, leather, midnight, wretched, cell, shoemaker, soft, stitch, tiny, upstairs, wait, wife.